Good morning, everybody. I wrote it all down so I'd be short. My story about how I came to Jesus and was born again began 60 years ago. In October, it will be 61 years. Mine is an old, old story, but yet new every day. My life was forever changed on a Saturday night in the fall of 1958. That afternoon, my husband Tom, my daughter Dora, and I had a visit from the pastor of this church. Marsh Creek Brethren in Christ Church was having a revival. The evangelist Harry Hawk was with Pastor Buchwalder. They had come to invite us to their special services. At the end of our visit that afternoon, Tom told them that we would be there that very night to revival. After they left, I informed Tom that I would not be going to church tonight. When evening came, Tom began getting ready for something. So I said to him, "Where are you going?" And he said, "To church." Well, there was no way that Tom could come up here to this church without me. Of course, this was my church, and I had been attending here since I was a teenager. As a child, I went with my father to Pleasant Valley Church, but the older I got, the less I attended. After the Buchwalders came to Marsh Creek to pastor this church, Mrs. Buchwalder began the monthly Friendship Bible class. After a special invitation, my sisters and I attended faithfully. Then we began participating in the annual Christmas programs, the candlelight services, the Easter programs, and sometimes Sunday school. After I got married, I no longer was involved in anything at the church. I guess I thought I was too busy. I was far from God. I had a terrible mouth. Swearing was part of my vocabulary, and when I got angry, it was even worse. Tom would often reprimand me for my cursing. I was not a very happy person during that time. I knew right from wrong. I had been taught well about the things of God. I knew I should be living a different kind of life. I lived in constant fear that the rapture would take place, the Lord would return, and I would be left behind to face eternity in hell. Dora was a baby. I felt safe when I could see her. I knew if the Lord returned, he would take her, so as long as I could see her, I knew he had not returned yet. One night I got up to check on her during the night, and the crib appeared empty. I went hysterical. I frantically grabbed the blankets off the crib, and there she was. She had wiggled herself to the foot of the crib under the blankets. She was here. I was safe. Sometimes I would have panic attacks during the night. I couldn't breathe. Tom would take me for a drive in the car until I could get calmed down, all from fear. Well, Tom, Dora, and I went to church that night. The sanctuary was full. We had to sit the third row, right here, right near the aisle. I can remember like it was yesterday. The evangelist Harry Hawk was a big, burly, gruff man. His message that night was on hell. As soon as he started to preach, I knew I had to accept Jesus into my heart tonight. In those days, we called that conviction. When the invitation was given to come to the altar, I was the first one there, and moments later, Tom was beside me. Our lives were changed that night. Our home was changed. I was changed. No more swearing. No more fear. I had peace. Have I always been perfect? No. Have I made mistakes? Yes, lots of them. Have I had to ask forgiveness for wrongdoings towards someone or toward God? Yes, many, many times. I have always loved the chorus, "I am determined. I've made up my mind. I will serve the Lord." I do want to always serve him in a way that the Lord will be honored in whatever I do and say. God is so good to me. He blesses me in so many, many ways. And one of the greatest blessings is knowing him and knowing that I am ready for heaven. No more fear of the Lord's return. No more fear of death. I love him more every day.